Can you talk about the common endocrine therapies that are utilized and how they work?
The most common endocrine therapies that we're talking about in the adjuvant situation today are tamoxifen and the aromatase inhibitors. And tamoxifen was the gold standard in the adjuvant setting for probably 20, 25 years until the aromatase inhibitors, which are anastrozole, letrozole, and exemestane, challenged tamoxifen. And all of them have been found to be superior to tamoxifen in terms of their effectiveness. And for the most part, the aromatase inhibitors are better tolerated as well.
Can you talk a little bit more about how the aromatase inhibitors work?
Well, we can start with how tamoxifen works. And tamoxifen works by binding to the estrogen receptor and interfering with the normal attachment of estrogens to the receptor. So that's the basic way that tamoxifen works. The aromatase inhibitors work in a very different way. Aromatase inhibitors work only in women who are postmenopausal. The reason for this is that young women make large amounts of estrogen from their ovaries. And the aromatase inhibitors really would be insufficient in terms of blocking that amount of estrogen. Now, after the menopause, ovarian production of estrogens essentially cease. And so the adrenal glands, which are little glands sitting on top of the kidneys, make first male hormones that are then converted by an enzyme called aromatase, which is located throughout the body, but largely in fatty tissue, to female hormones. So really, it starts out as male hormones made by the adrenal gland, converted to estrogens by this enzyme aromatase. And so these small amounts of estrogen that are produced by the adrenal gland obviously have the capability of stimulating tumor growth. Otherwise, these aromatase inhibitors wouldn't be as effective as they are. And they are quite effective in blocking the production of these small amounts of estrogen from the adrenal gland.
Now, by using endocrine therapy, whether, for example, tamoxifen or an aromatase inhibitor in this adjuvant situation after a woman has had surgery, how does that affect their chance or risk of having a cancer relapse in the future?
Well, the results are excellent with these drugs, and aromatase inhibitors and tamoxifen will significantly decrease the risk of recurrence. And ironically, but hopefully easier to understand, is that the higher the risk of relapse, the greater the benefit of any therapy that we give. So I guess you can look at it one way. Let's say that a woman has a 12% chance of recurrence, and that's a very good risk tumor. If she has a 12% chance of recurrence, how much could any treatment really improve? You can't do better than if you try to cure 100%, you really can't. We're not able to cure 100% of women. We're able to cure maybe 50% of women. So 50% of 12 is about 6%.
And is that the kind of effect you see with hormonal therapy, cutting it in half?
Yes. Hormonal therapy would essentially cut the relapse rate in half.
So if you have a relapse rate of 12%, it might come down in the range of 6%.
Yes. And if you had a relapse rate of 80%, then that same hormone that gave a 6% benefit to the woman we just talked about could give a 40% benefit for the woman who is at very, very high risk.
So you're cutting in half a much higher risk.
Correct.